This is the Urban Legends Podcast. I am your host, BM. In this episode, we will travel 88 kilometers away from Nairobi to Naivasha, where we meet Kamau Ngige, popularly known as Kama, aka Githingithia, of the legendary Kalamashaka crew.
He's in the Urban Legend for real.
And you are Sabu?
Yeah, yo, my name, jina langu mneto Kama, Kamani wa Ngige. Ngige is my dad, and mimi nizaliwa Lari, unajua, sometime in 1978. And Lari,
when Rover,
is paralyzed,
because
that was the first place I saw, and still beautiful.
It was a seismic event that changed the cultural landscape.
My dad, I think, Akafuto Kazi, when I was very little. And he came from a nice house, Gwashak, somewhere in Garariga.
Using hip hop to tell their life experiences coming from
Dandora. It was shocking, I think, to my parents nowadays when I look at it. But for me, I was young, so I just adjusted.
I
didn't notice we were poor or rich or whatever. But later on, domestic violences and things, my mom
that has now become synonymous with the city's dump site.
Separated.
We find out who Kama was.
We were raised by our mom to a point. When I say to a point, is all the way to class 3, class 2. Then my dad was living in Nairobi, and at one point we followed my dad in Nairobi near my brother, and we left my sisters and everybody.
So how many siblings, may I ask? Okay,
but right now we are 8 because my brother died. But we are 9 of us. My mom, same dad, same mom.
Okay.
And so we ended up in Nairobi. I'm trying to cut this story, it's a long story. But Dandora, now we are stay from Ushago, you know? But we are young, so we don't give a fuck. You know, it's actually strange. I formed Sheng Rap, but when I came to Nairobi, I was laughed at.
Yeah.
You know? You know, but later on tuka adopt to maisha Nairobi.
Okay.
And then through that maisha Nairobi, I discovered different things like taekwondo. The first thing I joined was taekwondo when I was like 12. Because when I was like 12 or 13 there, all the kids that were my friends, that I made friends, were told not to play with me. The whole of neighborhood was warned not to be playing with me because I challenged the churches that kids used to go to. We all kids, but kids would come with crucifix and they'll tell me, "Oh, this is God. This is why he's lighting in the dark." Laughing at me, I'll be like, "No, man, actually, that's some bullshit."
Wow.
So the parents kind of, I was isolated. But through my isolation, I found taekwondo. I went to a gym and we are peeping on the window. Then the coach said, "Hey, you want to come in and join?" And me, I joined the taekwondo. "Hey, you want to come in and join?" And me, I joined the taekwondo. Very young. "You wanna come in and join?" And me, I joined taekwondo. Very young. "Hey, you wanna come in and join?" And me, I joined taekwondo. Very young. "Hey, you wanna come in and join?" And me, I joined taekwondo. Very young.
TV was playing some music we never had. Our dad took us to a movie, a breakdance movie, back in the days, back in the 80s. So that registered in my head, like, there's something else being done somewhere.
Yeah.
Say a net lover.
Okay.
That was a kind of TV thing.
The late 80s and early 90s were an interesting time for those coming of age in Kenya.
watching
that was a political clamor for multi-party democracy, which is mostly epitomized by Saba Day protests that happened on the 7th of July, 1992.
But also some shit is happening abroad.
Because
The same 92 year is when Rodney King in L.A.
It was at this time that the first
so watching CNN and L.A. is burning,
what?
And Nairobi is burning
for what was happening in the world.
Nairobi is Saba Saba.
Music through MTV.
So to me,
CNN
I couldn't say that, but this story is understated. When I found hip-hop,
music
he had like
was
red, black, and
eye-opening moment being able to watch rappers like Latifah,
you know, people used to
Afrocentricity,
you know, so reggae in the early 90s, this was, and hip-hop was very together, you know, because before hip-hop, America was a facade, like a dream, like a stupid ass dream that our dads used to tell us. No, America is this shit, and you know. And but hip hop
during this period that Kamau was able to draw
America
parallels between what was happening in Kenya
fucked up
and in places like Los Angeles.
Kids are getting shot.
At the same time,
fucked up New Jersey, fucked up Compton, and I'm looking at Compton or New Jersey. I'm like, damn, really Dandora, dude.
In Dandora. Things took a turn for the worse. And
where at this point, like,
that bound me up.
In a moment in history, when you talk about, especially when you talk about post 92, 93, and what happens in Dando, in just in a particular neighborhood.
So I met these two cats, Johnny and Roba, with our friends. But they are rapping together. I'm rapping by myself. And later on, we combined to create a crew. And the crew was called 3D Crew. No, like 3 Dandora Crew or some stuff like the 3 Dimension Crew. You know? Then we started rapping in Shen. Because before that, everybody was rapping in English. And we actually found the people who were actually big than us there was Abbas and his brother. You know, when we got into rapping in F2.
It was not even Jerry Dubis at that time.
Jerry Dubis is Abbas. Actually went to high school together, to primary. We were in the same, he was in one class higher than me, you know, in Dandora Primary. And actually Abbas, people don't know, but he was actually the top student in the whole of Dandora. And then we found ourselves in F2, found Abbas there, they already established them, they could rap. Those guys, we are actually trying, we are choking, you know. Yeah, but later on we started rapping in Sheng, and no one was rapping in Sheng, and we took over the clubs. So nobody could battle us.
I think
from there on,
for Sheng.
Okay, growing up, we used to have something called a Monto. If we spoke Sheng or mother tongue, you are given a bone, and if you stay with that bone for the whole class, you are whooped. So the hood was never, you could never speak English. English if you are down East Lando, anywhere.
The breakout hit came in 1997 with Tafsirihi, which literally means translate this. Here they were asking their listeners to translate their Sheng lyrics, but also to translate the experiences told by those lyrics in life.
Tafsir,
ujasiri, wewe unastahili kunipa nafasi nitumie Swahili. Their debut album ni Wakati, This Is The Time, followed a year later. The album's title track sampled Martin Luther King speaking of the Mau Mau, and its lyrics called the African youth to realize that it was time to make change. There was a revolutionary fire burning in the young MCs that tied them to a larger Pan-African history, and it was in a language of the urban youth.
Once you listen, anybody listen, then Africa will be free. Well, that's my message. I'm not just talking, I'm not telling you to listen to some bullshit. I'm telling you to listen so you can be free.
The Mau Mau were revolutionaries. They were the ones who made the word Uhuru. They were the ones who brought it to the fore. The Mau Mau, they were revolutionaries.
Wawa ni wakati, na kama we hujui ni wakati. Woka man ndani ya zangu pati pati. Wona ndugu zangu kijida round yo sitaki. Haki, nyuma tusi baki, kibia shule. Ujue kuhusu wakina Samori Tube. Meneni, hawa kufanya nayo kazi ya bure ni mashujaa. Wajeni kuzu batu endesa mbamba. Na wanaojifanya kukuwe upe. Mtoke kwenye matrachi ni kanata. Super power.
Anytime I hear people say, these kids are young, that's why they don't have content. I'm like, what the hell? Can't Rio have content when you are 14? Excuses. Motherfuckers are doing some stupid shit,
Like, that they are.
They are young. What do you mean?
In speaking to Kamau, I ask what he makes of the current moment, culturally and politically, and his answer is that we must listen. Listen to each other. Listen to the music that came before that still tells us it is still the time. It is always the time for change. He says that being young isn't an excuse for not making music that uplifts society. We are the change we want to see in the world. And now, like always, is the time.
Hosted by the Black Panthers. Actually, this is the place the movie Idi Amin was done.